Lord, we want to thank you for the privilege of considering the truth of God together again.
主啊，我们感谢您给我们这样的特权，让我们可以一起去思想您的话语。
We believe this is your plan. It's true that the Bible is readable by individuals, but your logic is that we meet in an assembly of sorts. And Lord, we believe Bible study in groups, as we're doing this evening, is a biblical and God-ordained concept.
主要我们感谢您使这本圣经对我们每个人都敞开，让我们可以自己来阅读它。主要但我们也特别的感谢您像这样的小组的查经，我们也知道这是属您的，是合您圣经的，合您的道理的。
And so we don't just thank you for the privilege, we ask you to help us, to teach us this evening.
主要我们不仅仅是单单感谢您赐给我们这样的特权，也求您今天能够教导我们。
We thank you for teaching Jurgen. We thank you for his ability to communicate the truth of God. Our prayer is that each of us will be helped by the Spirit of God to listen and to understand and to obey.
主要我们感谢您教导 Jurgen 弟兄，也感谢您赐给他能够教导您话语的能力。主要也求您的圣灵帮助我们，让我们可以学习理解并且顺服您的话语。
And so we give thanks now, and we're looking to you for blessing. We give thanks and pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
主啊，我们感谢您，我们求您能够今天祝福我们。我们的感谢是奉主耶稣的名，阿门。
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Well, good evening and greetings in the name of the Lord.
大家晚上好，我们奉主的名向大家问好。
I have never been to China.And it's a privilege to communicate with many of you who are listening from there and to share something from God's word with you.
这跟弟兄说他从来没有去过中国，所以这是一个很大的特权，能够和在座的各位，包括 Zoom 上的各位去分享神的话语。
In our previous studies, we were looking at Luke 15 and some of the parables that are found there. And now we want to turn to Matthew chapter 13.
那我们之前看了路加福音的一些比喻啊，现在我们要翻到马太福音的13章。
It has been said that if you don't follow the news, you are uninformed. If you follow it, you are misinformed.
那有一个谚语就是，如果你天天不追新闻的话呢，你就是与世界脱节了，你就不会得到信息。但是如果你天天追新闻的话呢，你就会被错误，你就会被误导。
We live in a world of misinformation and fake news.
那我们活在充满了错误的信息和假新闻的世界。
There is so much falsehood and so many distorted messages that the truth of what is really going on is hard to come by.
那这个世界中有太多的假的被扭曲了的消息，所以我们很难知道真相是什么，很难知道真实在发生的是什么。
The world has become a very confusing place.
那这个世界变成了一个非常让人迷惑的地方。
However, the stories, the parables that Christ told help us to understand the real story.
但是呢，神给我们的比喻是帮助我们能够理解背后的真理的。
These parables unlock the true meaning of our age.
那这些比喻呢，就是解锁了我们这个世代，每个世代真正的真相是什么。
Here we have what is sometimes called the secrets of the kingdom.
那有的时候呢，我们把它称之为就是神国度的秘密。
They give us a look behind the scenes of history to see what is really going on.
他给了我们一些历史的观点，让我们来看看现在究竟在发生什么。
They help us to see the real issues at play in our world.
它让我们能够看到在我们现在世界中发生真正的问题是什么。
They allow us to look at history through the eyes of God.
它让我们可以借着神的眼去看历史。
A history as men see it is an endless parade of empires and conquests and wars.
那从人的角度呢，历史就是充满了各种战争，各种国度。
But in the parables of Christ, we get history as God sees it.
但是借着基督呢，我们可以看见历史，就像神看见那样。
We get his view, we get a kingdom perspective on what is going on in our world.
我们可以看，就是用他的视角，从神国的角度来看这个世界究竟在发生些什么。
So let's read this first parable in Matthew chapter 13.
那我们来看一下，读一下马太福音13章的第一个比喻。
Verse 1, on the same day, Jesus went out of the house and sat by the sea.
到那一天，耶稣从房子里出来，坐在海边。
And great multitudes were gathered together to him so that he got into a boat and sat, and the whole multitude stood on the shore.
有许多人到他那里聚集，他只得上船坐下，众人都站在岸上。
Then he spoke many things to them in parables, saying, Behold, a sower went out to sow.
他用比喻对他们讲许多道理，说有一个撒种的出去撒种。
And as he sowed, some seed fell by the wayside, and the birds came and devoured them.
撒的时候有落在路旁的，飞鸟来吃尽了。
Some fell on stony places, where they did not have much earth. And they immediately sprang up because they had no depth of earth.
有落在土浅石头地上的，土既不深，发苗最快。
But when the sun was up, they were scorched, and because they had no root, they withered away.
日头出来一晒，因为没有根，就枯干了。
And some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprang up and choked them.
有落在荆棘里的，荆棘长起来，把它挤住了。
But others fell on good ground and yielded a crop, some a hundredfold, some 60, some 30.
又有落在好土里的，就结实，有100倍的，有60倍的，有30倍的。
He who has ears to hear, let him hear.
有耳可听的，就应当听。
And the disciples came and said to him, Why do you speak to them in parables?
门徒近前来问耶稣说，对众人讲话为什么用比喻呢？
He answered and said to them, Because it has been given to you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it has not been given.
耶稣回答说，因为天国的奥秘只叫你们知道，不叫他们知道。
Our Lord gave three great discourses in the Gospel of Matthew.
我们的主在马太福音给了我们三个主要的比喻。
In chapters 5 to 7, we have the Sermon on the Mount.
我们在五到七节，不是比喻啊，就是讲道。在五到七节中，我们有那个山上的宝训。
In chapter 13, we have sermons by the sea.
在十三节呢，有这个关于种子的讲道。
And in chapter 24, we have the Sermon on Mount of Olives.
那在24节呢，有另一个山上的讲道。
So, first of all, we have the principles of the kingdom.
所以首先我们有关于神国的这个原则。
Then we have the parables of the kingdom.
然后我们有神国的比喻。
And finally, we have the prophecies of the kingdom.
最后我们有神国的预言。
The first and the last sermon were given on a mountain.
那第一个和第三个这个讲道是在山上进行的。
The one in the middle in chapter 13 was given by the sea, the Sea of Galilee.
那十三节这个中间呢是在加利利海边。
And Jesus was not standing behind a pulpit. He was speaking from a fishing boat.
那耶稣不是在一个讲台上讲道，他是在一个渔船上讲道。
And these parables are about the mystery of the kingdom.
那这些比喻是关于神国的奥秘的。
In the New Testament, the word mystery is not a puzzle to unravel. It is truth that was previously unknown and now has come to light.
那奥秘这个词呢，不代表它是一个谜团需要人来解开，而是指的以前没有被揭露出来，以前人们不知道的事情，现在被揭露出来。
It is something that in the past was hidden, but now has been revealed.
在过去它是隐藏起来的，但现在显明了。
In these parables, we learn that God operates in our world in unexpected and surprising ways.
那借着这些比喻，我们可以看到神在地上所做的事情是通过一种人们预料之外的方式来做的。
Here we learn some of the mysteries of God's kingdom.
那在这里，我们可以学到一些关于神国的奥秘。
So this is not history as man sees it.
那所以这并不是人眼中的历史。
This is reality from God's viewpoint.
Amen. 这是从神眼中的真理。
This is not what we get reported on the evening news.
这不是我们会在晚间新闻听到的。
This is heaven's perspective on the story of our world.
这是从属天的视角来看地上的事情。
The parable of the sower and the seed is the first parable.
那这个种子和土地的比喻呢，是第一个比喻。
And it is the key to understanding all the parables.
那这也是理解其他所有比喻的一把钥匙。
Notice what Jesus said about it in Mark chapter 4, verse 13.
那在马可福音的4章14节，我们看耶稣说了什么。
He said, Do you not understand this parable? How then will you understand all the parables?
13节，又对他们说，你们不明白这比喻吗？这样怎能明白一切的比喻呢？
Evidently, this parable, this story, is a very important one.
那很明显的，这个比喻是一个非常重要的。
It's about a farmer who walks back and forth through his field, scattering handfuls of seed.
他是关于一个农夫，他在走遍自己的田野，去播撒种子。
He sends generous amounts of seed in every direction with little regard as to where it falls.
那他四处撒了大量的种子，不在乎扔到哪里。
And the seed lands on four different situations.
那这些种子呢，会落在四种不同的情况下。
Some on the road, some on rocky ground, some among thorns, and some on good ground.
那有的是落在路旁的，有的落在土浅石头地上的，有的是落在荆棘里的，还有一些落在好土里。
Only the last ground allows the seed to germinate and grow, and there a remarkable harvest takes place.
那但只有最后一种土呢，允许这个种子发芽长大，而且只在这种土上它能够结出巨大的丰收。
What is going on in our world?
那在我们这个世界中在发生什么呢？
This simple story provides some valuable insights.
那这样一个小故事给了我们一些很有价值的观点。
Let's notice three things.
我们来注意看三点。
First of all, a worldwide agricultural project is being undertaken.
那第一点就是整个世界就像一个大的农场，它这种播种在发生。
The kingdom does not come like an invading army.
那神国降临不像一个入侵的军队一样。
It comes as a tiny seed.
它就是来作为一颗颗小的种子来到的。
The king does not come from heaven as a mighty warrior.
王从天上下来不是像一个勇士那样。
He shows up as a farmer.
他把自己表明成一个农夫。
He looks every bit like a farmer, but don't be fooled. This is the king.
尽管他看上去就像其他农夫一样，但是不要被迷惑了，这是那位王。
And he has chosen this planet to do some farming.
他选择了这个星球来做一些就是种植的工作。
He is scattering supernatural seed into the hearts of men and women everywhere.
他在播撒这些超自然的种子，种到了男人和女人的心里。
We are told in Luke 8, verse 11, that the seed is the word of God.
那在路加福音的在路加福音告诉我们呢，神的种子就是神的话。
And every human heart is a potential plot where this seed can sprout and grow.
那每个人的心里呢，就是一个可能的位置，留给这个种子来发芽长大。
So heavenly seed is being sown into human hearts.
所以属天的种子种在了人的心里。
You have to realize that this seed is unlike any other seed.
那你必须要注意到，这个种子和其他的种子都不一样。
Every religious system in the world originated in the mind of some human being.
那每一个就是地上的宗教，它都会在 人的脑子里种下一点什么。
The seed of the gospel is totally different.
但是福音的种子不是这样。
It does not originate in this world. It comes from outside the system.
那这样的种子不是从地里出来的，它是完全是在这个系统之外进来的。
It was not born in the mind of some human being.
它不是从一个人的脑子里出来的。
It has a heavenly origin.
它是从天上来的。
It was born in the heart of God.
它是从神的心里出来的。
And every human being is like a barren and unproductive piece of land.
那每一个人的心里呢，它都像一个荒凉的、没有收成的土地。
Without this seed, there's nothing but rocks and thorns and barrenness.
那如果没有这个种子呢？这个土地就满了各种石头、各种荆棘。
But when this seed comes in, new life and beauty springs forth.
但当这个种子种下的时候，新的生命长出来，整个土地就变得美丽了。
This seed is life-changing.
这样一个种子是改变人生命的。
Notice what Peter said about this in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 23.
那我们来看彼得前书的1章23节，彼得是怎么说这个种子的。
We read this, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but incorruptible through the word of God, which lives and abides forever.
你们蒙了重生，不是由于能坏的种子，乃是由于不能坏的种子，是借着神活泼长存的道。
Peter says three things about this unique seed.
那彼得关于这个独特的种子说了三点。
He says it's imperishable, it will never lose its power.
第一就是它是不能坏的，它永远不会失去它的力量。
He says that it is living, it throbs with divine life.
第二呢，它就是借着神活泼长存的，它是活着的。
And it is enduring, it will last forever.
第三呢，就是它会永存，它会一直存在的。
So this unique seed imparts eternal life to those who receive it.
那这样一个种子，使那些接受了这种子的人得到了永生。
It causes people who are spiritually dead to come to life.
使那些属灵里已经死去的人又重新活过来。
And it frees people from the kingdom of darkness and brings them into the kingdom of God.
他把人们从黑暗的国度里释放了，并把他们带到了接近神的国度里。
It brings people into harmony with the purposes of heaven.
他使人们和神国的目标可以相吻合，可以相和谐。
And when this seed takes root in a human heart, good things happen.
Amen. 那当这样一个种子种在了人的心里，好事就开始发生了。
Nothing like this seed has ever been sown on earth before.
那没有任何一个像这样种子的东西曾经被在地上种下过。
It is a wonderful, amazing, powerful seed we call the gospel.
这是一个奇妙有力的种子，我们称它为福音。
Now seeds don't look like much, they're totally unpretentious.
那就是种子并不是像它长起来长大了之后看上去一样的。
But don't be fooled.
但是不要搞错了。
A tiny seed may look insignificant, but when you drop it into the ground, something remarkable happens.
一个小小的种子可能很不起眼，但是当你把它放进了土里之后，很神奇的事情就开始发生。
Something entirely disproportionate to the size of the seed.
那就是有一个完全和它大小相完全没有办法相比的一个巨大的事情在发生。
The gospel of the kingdom is like a seed.
所以神国的福音就像一个小小的种子一样。
It may not look like much, but when God finishes doing what this seed is going to do, there will be a multitude worshiping God from every tribe and tongue and people and nation.
那这个福音看起来并不是很起眼，但是当他神借着这个做成了他的工之后，做成了福音的工作之后，会有一个巨大的敬拜出现，从各个种族、各个人种的口中出来。
Seeds are small in size, but their potential is huge.
那种子是很小的，但是它的可能性是巨大的。
Seeds don't look like much, But when they fall into the ground, wonderful things happen.
所以种子虽然看上去很不起眼，但是当它种下去的时候，就会有奇妙的事情开始发生。
Paul talked about this in Colossians chapter 1.
那在哥罗西书的一章，保罗谈到了这个。
And in Colossians chapter 1 verse 5, he says, because of the hope which is laid up for you in heaven, of which you heard before in the word of the truth of the gospel.
对，第五节是为那给你们存在天上的盼望，这盼望就是你们从前在福音真理的道上所听见的。
Which has come to you as it has also in all the world and is bringing forth fruit as it is also among you since the day you heard and knew the grace of God in truth.
这福音传到你们那里，也传到普天之下，并且结果增长，如同在你们中间，自从你们听见福音，真知道神恩惠的日子一样。
Like a seed, God's word produces fruit, and that fruit has in it the seed for more fruit.
Amen.
那就像一个种子一样，神的福音会结果，然后呢，这样的结出来的果子又变成了更多的种子，会变得更多。
A tremendous potential lies in a seed.
那一个种子里是蕴含着巨大的可能性的。
It has been said that anyone can count the number of seeds in an apple, but only God can count the number of apples in a seed.
Amen.
那有一个谚语就是人是可以数清楚一个苹果里所蕴含的种子的，但只有神才能知道一个种子里面含着多少个苹果。
When someone gives you an apple seed, they did not just give you one seed, they gave you an orchard.
那当一个人给了你一个苹果树的种子的时候，他不是给了你一个种子，他是给了你一棵树。
When someone gives you a grain of wheat, they did not just give you one grain, they gave you a field of wheat as far as the eye can see.
当人家给了你一包这个大麦的种子的时候，他并不是只给了你这一包，他其实给了你整个一片土地的大麦。
There is remarkable potential in a seed.
所以在一个种子里是有非常令人惊讶的巨大的可能性的。
And God's word is powerful to produce fruit in the lives of those who receive it.
所以神的话呢，在人的生命中也可以结出巨大的果子，在那些接受他的人心里。
Years ago, I knew a missionary from Canada, an elderly woman whose name was Margaret, and she was a nurse.
那这个弟兄说，一年前他遇到了一个来自加拿大的传教士啊，她叫 Margaret， 是一个年纪比较大的女性。
She lived in a town called Bitichi, and she often attended to sick people there.
那她是一个护士啊，她住在一个城市叫做 Bitichi， 然后呢，她经常在那里去寻找人。
A man from another village got sick, and he came to her town to get some medical help.
那在隔壁的村庄的一个人生病了，就来到他这里找一些药，找了一些医学上的帮助。
Margaret provided some medical attention, and she shared the gospel with this man.
那 Margaret 姊妹呢，就是特别的注意到了这个人，然后呢，把福音分享给了他。
He recovered, and not only that, he came to faith in Christ.
Amen.
那他的病好了，但不止这样，他也得救了。
He spent 2 more weeks in Bitichi, during which time he learned a little more about the Bible, and then returned to his hometown.
他在这个城市里呢，又多待了2周，然后学到了一点点关于神的话，就回到了自己所在的城市。
He began to share his new faith with others, and as a result, a number came to Christ, and a congregation was born.
那于是他就把自己的信心去自己所信的分享给了其他人，然后很多人都来得救了，于是有一个聚会开始了。
And the Christian said, there are many villages in our area, and there are no believers in any of them.
然后于是这群基督徒就说呢，在我们的周边也有很多的村庄，但是那里还没有信徒。
So they began to go out 2 by 2 to visit other villages and share the gospel.
于是他们两个两个去拜访其他的村庄，去分享福音。
And as a result, 20 new churches were started up.
那结果是有20个新的教会在那边建成了。
It's rather fascinating that a nurse from Canada sowed the good seed in one heart, and as a result, 20 new churches sprang up elsewhere.
那一个从加拿大来的护士，在一个人的心里种下了一颗种子，结果是有20个教会建成了。
I don't know if Margaret ever found out how God multiplied that seed that she sowed in one man's heart.
那这跟弟兄说，我从来不知道 Margaret 姊妹有没有注意到神借着她种下的这个种子长成了多大。
Since the time of Christ, the seed of the gospel has been quietly scattered in every direction.
那从耶稣的时代开始，这样的福音的种子就开始用各种方式散播开来。
It has fallen into human hearts all over the world.
它在世界各地都落在人的心里。
And wherever it goes, remarkable things take place.
但无论在哪里，种子种下就会有奇妙的事情发生。
And often they happen in surprising ways. Let me give you another example.
那很多时候它是以一种令人意想不到的方式发生的。让我来给你们举个例子。
Molly G was a university student who lived in China.
毛利 G 是住在中国的一个大学生。
And one day, she was sitting in the classroom in China, and she was an atheist, and she had grown up and did not believe in God.
那有一天呢，他在这个大学的教室上课，然后他是一个无神论者，他的成长背景也从来没有神的事情。
And one day the professor announced that he was going to teach about American culture that day.
那然后呢，当天呢，那个教授说呢，我将会教大家关于美国文化的一些东西。
The professor said, today we are going to learn about American religion, and the religion of America is Christianity.
那这个教授就说呢，今天我们的主题呢是关于一个美国的宗教，就是基督教。
It's not really the case that all Americans are Christians, but this is what the professor said.
那并不意味着所有美国人都是基督徒啊，但是这个教授是这么说的。
And then the professor began to explain what Christianity was all about.
然后呢，这个教授就开始解释基督教讲的是什么。
He wasn't a believer. This was just another lesson.
他并不是一个信徒，这只是他的一堂课而已。
He had talked about American culture, American commerce, and now he was talking about American religion.
原来他在教关于美国的文化，关于美国的各个其他的方面，现在他在讲美国的宗教。
And he said to his students, Christianity teaches that Jesus is God come in human form.
但是他对底下的学生说呢，基督教告诉我们耶稣是神来道成肉身成为人的样子来到地上。
And although he was innocent, he died on a cross to take away the sins of the world.
那尽管他是无罪的，但是他却死在十字架上承担了整个世界的罪。
And Christians believe that if anyone believes in him, they can be forgiven and have a relationship with God.
然后呢，基督徒们相信任何一个相信他的他们的罪都可以得到赦免，并且和神可以开始有一个新的关系。
And they believe that when they die, they will be with God forever.
他们相信当他们死的时候，他们可以永远的和神在一起。
He explained it just like that, just like reading from a textbook.
那他这个解释就像在读一段课文一样。
And Molly sat in the classroom listening, and something came over her.
然后 Molly 姊妹呢，那个时候坐在教室里，感觉有一个东西，就是有一个存在临到了。
Suddenly she knew that those words were true.
Amen.
就是突然之间她意识到这些话都是真的。
She knew that Christ was real.
她意识到基督是真实的。
And she wanted to have a relationship with him.
然后她希望能够和他建立一个真正的关系。
She understood that he had died for her and that he loved her.
他理解他为他死了，他耶稣也爱他。
So she put her head down on her desk in the middle of the classroom and prayed to Jesus.
然后呢，就在课的当中，他就把头放在了讲台，就是讲桌下面，然后向神祷告。
And she became a believer in Christ right there.
然后他就在那里成为了一个基督徒。
The gospel was shared by an atheist professor who didn't believe in God.
神的福音借着一个无神论的不相信神的教授传开了。
But Molly heard and believed and was saved.
但是 Molly 姊妹听到了，然后并且接受了，并且得救了。
And then later she traveled to the USA in order to study the Bible and to learn more about God.
然后呢，过了段时间呢，他就去到了美国，想要学习更多关于圣经的知识。
This seed of the gospel is amazing. It's powerful.
这样福音的种子是非常惊奇的，它是大有能力的。
And remarkable things happen when it falls into human hearts.
当这样的种子落在人的心里的时候，奇妙的事情就发生了。
So God's good seed continues to get scattered and to fall into human lives in many places.
所以，神的好种子一直在被播撒开，被落在个人各个样，就是各种各样人的心里。
What God is doing in history is intimately related to the seed.
所以，神在历史上所做的事情，都最终和这个种子相关。
As a matter of fact, the seed is the theme of the first parable, the second, and the third.
那事实上，种子是第一个、第二个、第三个比喻的主题。
God's program in history centers on the seed.
所以神的计划，神的这样的程序，它是以种子为核心的。
So the first thing we see is that there's a worldwide agricultural project going on.
所以第一点，我们刚才看到，就是在整个世界有一个巨大的农业行为在发生。
And here's the second thing.
然后是第二点。
An aggressive sabotage operation is going on.
Sabotage. Define sabotage.
There is a strong opposition going on to the sowing of the seed.
我知道，就是那个，除了在撒种，还有人在做反对的事情。
The parable in Matthew 13 pays a lot of attention to the forces that obstruct and choke faith.
那13节呢，花了很多精力在讲那些，就是阻拦种子长成的东西上。
There is strong opposition to the seed.
那对于这些种子有一个非常强烈的反，就是阻止它的能力在。
And the parable identifies several factors that hinder the seed.
那这个比喻也解释了有很多，就是有各种，怎么说，各种的因素来阻止这个种子发芽的。
There are hard places that exclude it.
那有就是坚硬的土地，让它没有办法，就
There
是
are birds that devour it.
坚硬的土地，让它没有办法生根的，然后有飞鸟过来把它吃尽的，
There are stones that hinder it.
有石头阻拦它的，
There are thorns that choke it.
有荆棘在挤住它，
And the sun that scorches it.
有太阳把它晒干的。
There are powerful forces at work that seek to oppose and hinder the seed.
所以有一个很强大的力量在想要把这个，想要使这种子没有办法长大。
We also see this in the next parable that speaks of an enemy who is sowing phony seed.
那我们在下一个比喻也可以看到，这里有一个仇敌在撒一些篦子，一些败坏的种子。
And Satan does all he can to stop the seed from taking hold.
那所以撒旦用了他一切的努力，使这种子不要能够长起来。
He fights the seed because the only threat to his kingdom comes from this heaven-sent seed.
所以他敌对，就和这些种子敌对，是因为唯一能够动摇他能力的，就是从这些从天而来的种子而来，
Nothing else can set people free.
没有其他的可以使人得自由，
Nothing else can liberate people from the domain of darkness.
没有其他的能够使人从黑暗的权势中得释放。
So the enemy opposes the seed.
所以这些仇敌想要除掉这些种子。
He does all that he can to stop it from taking root in human hearts.
他做了一切，想要阻止这些种子在人的心里生根。
So this makes the task a little more challenging.
所以这个使这个任务变得更加的困难了。
There is strong opposition.
有一个强烈的反对的。
The enemy hardens people's hearts through sin.
所以仇敌呢，使人的心里变得刚硬，借着罪。
He confuses them with false narratives.
借着各种错误的影响来影响人，
He poisons their minds with lies.
那他借着各种谎言来使人的心灵受到毒害，
He fills their lives with rocks and thorns so that the seed can't get in.
但是人的心里充满了各种石头，各种荆棘，这样种子就没有办法生根。
So folks, this is not only farming, this is spiritual warfare.
所以这并不只是种地啊，这是属灵的征战。
There's a battle going on for the hearts of men and women.
那在人的心里有一个战争正在发生。
In this parable, when the seed falls on the roadside, there are birds that come and carry it away.
那在这个比喻里，就是有落在路旁的种子会被飞鸟叼起来吃，就是捡走。
And we're told in verse 4 that the birds represent demonic powers.
然后呢，飞鸟通常就比喻着这种属撒旦的能力。
The enemy understands the power of the word, and he is out to devour the seed.
所以，仇敌是知道这样种子这样神的话语的能力的，他现在要把这样的种子除去。
However, when birds do this in nature, this does not put an end to the operation of the seed.
但是呢，当飞鸟一个鸟把种子吃掉的时候呢，这个并不会使这个种子就没有办法传播开了。
The seed often passes through the bird's digestive tract and then is deposited elsewhere.
那种子通常经过飞鸟的胃里啊，然后会在其他地方散播出去。
So instead of destroying the seed, the bird ends up delivering the seed to new locations.
所以呢，飞鸟并没有使这种子停止，反倒把它带到了一个新的地方，使它生根。
This is one of nature's ways of spreading seeds around and causing them to grow in new places. Isn't that right?
这就是自然界里很多种子来到了其他地方长大，就是长大的方式，不是吗？
Well, the enemy's attempts to stop the seed often serves to scatter the seed.
所以仇敌想要借着这种方式阻止种子生根，反倒使种子传播开了。
And that's what happened in the early church.
Amen.
这个在早期教会就这样发，就会这么发生。
Look with me for a moment at the book of Acts and chapter 8.
我们来看一下《使徒行传》的八章。
It says this, Now Saul...Verse 1, Saul was consenting to his death. At that time, a great persecution arose against the church, which was at Jerusalem, and they were all scattered throughout the regions of Judea and Samaria, except the apostles.
扫罗也许悦他被害，从这日起，耶路撒冷的教会大遭逼迫，除了使徒以外，门徒都分散在犹太和撒玛利亚各处。
And these new Christians that were scattered, what did they do?
那这些分散出去的人，他们都做了什么呢？
Notice verse 4. Therefore, those who were scattered went everywhere preaching the word.
第四节，那些分散的人往各处去传道。
The plan backfired, and God's seed was scattered to the four winds.
那就是神的种子反倒播散开来了。
I remember hearing a story from Dr. John Lennox, a mathematics professor at the University of Oxford and a devout Christian.
那这个弟兄说，我还记得就是关于一个牛津大学的数学教授，他是一个基督徒所说的。
He went to teach a course in a university in Siberia in the days of the communist Soviet Union.
所以他在塞比利亚的一个大学去教数学课。
He got to know one of the professors and was surprised to discover that the man was a believer in Christ.
他惊讶地发现了在那个地方的一个教授也是一个信徒。
At that time, Bibles were prohibited in Russia, and Lennox asked him how he had learned about the gospel.
那是一个就是俄罗斯的大学啊，但在那个年代就是圣经是在俄罗斯被禁止的，所以他就问他你是怎么知道耶稣的。
The Russian professor explained that the Soviet Union published literature to refute and discredit Christianity.
那时候还是苏联的时代，所以那个苏联的教授就说呢，当时的俄罗斯的政府，苏联的政府就在报纸上去批评基督教。
And this man had taken that material and he had cut out all the Bible verses that were found there.
然后呢，他在就是这个人呢，就把这个报纸收集起来，然后把里面圣经的经文剪了出来。
The man did not have a Bible, but now he had a collection of Bible verses and he began to study them.
这个人并没有得到一本圣经啊, 但是他现在有一些就圣经的经文, 他开始借着这个学习起来。
And as he did so, God used those verses extracted from anti-Christian propaganda to bring the professor to faith in Christ.
Amen.
那神就借着这些话语使这样一个原来反对基督教的人现在成为一个基督的信徒。
It's amazing how God can make the wrath of man to praise him.
那你可以看到神可怎样借着人的愤怒反倒来最后来赞美他。
The seed is unstoppable.
那这个种子是不能被阻止的，不能被停止的。
So we've seen two things so far.
那我们现在看到了两点。
A worldwide agricultural project is being carried out.
一个世界性的这样的一个播种的行为正在发生。
Aggressive opposition fights against the seed.
有一个巨大的反对的力量想要去阻止这种子，这些种子。
And thirdly, a remarkable harvest is being gathered in.
第三就是我们会得到一个极大的丰收。
Now, an average harvest for a farmer in the first century would be less than tenfold.
那在就是第一世纪的这些平均的丰收，对于第一世界的农民来说，平均的丰收差不多是十倍。
A return of 30 or 60-fold, well, that would be a bumper crop.
那如果是30倍甚至是60倍，那是一个巨大的丰收了。
But a 100-fold harvest, well, that was astonishing.
那如果是100倍的话，就有点令人震惊了。
In spite of all the opposition, God's seed keeps getting into human hearts.
Amen.
那尽管有如此多的阻拦，但是神的种子仍旧不停地在人的心里种下。
And all over the world, the seed gets through and new life springs forth.
那在全世界各地，这样的种子被种下，新的生命开始升起。
Let's turn for a moment and notice how that started to happen in the book of Acts chapter 1.
我们来看一下《使徒行传》一章，看一下这样的丰收是怎么发生的。
Christ had died on the cross, risen from the dead, and now he was about to go back to heaven.
那这里耶稣已经死在了十字架上，他复活了，现在呢，他快要回到天家了。
He had some last instructions for his followers, because the moment had come for the gospel to be spread to the four corners of the earth.
那因为神国的福音快要传到地极了，所以耶稣对他的门徒有最后的一些指导。And
in verse 8 of chapter 1 of Acts, he says, but you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be my witnesses to me in Jerusalem, in all Judea, and Samaria, and to the end of the earth.
那使徒行传的一章八节，但圣灵降临在你们身上，你们就必得着能力，并要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地和撒玛利亚，直到地极，做我的见证。So
once Christ returns to heaven, the Spirit will come, and he will give us power to give testimony to Christ.
所以当耶稣升天之后呢，圣灵就会降临在我们身上，给我们能力，让我们可以去传神的福音。
So we have three main movements in the book of Acts.
所以在使徒行传中有三个行动。The
first movement, Jesus goes up.
第一就是耶稣升天。The
second movement, the Spirit comes down.
第二就是圣灵降下。The
third movement, the disciples go out to share the gospel.
第三就是门徒出去开始传讲。And
that starts in Acts chapter 2.
就传讲神的福音，然后我们看一下，他在使徒行传的二章开始。Notice
what happened, verse 1, when the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all with one accord in one place.
二章一节，五旬节到了，门徒都聚集在一处。And
suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting.
忽然从天上有响声下来，好像一阵大风吹过，充满了他们所坐的屋子。Then
there appeared to them divided tongues as of fire, and one sat upon each of them.
又有舌头如火焰显现出来，分开落在他们个人头上。
And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance.
他们就都被圣灵充满，按着圣灵所赐的口才说起别国的话来。
The Holy Spirit came down in a powerful way, and the disciples began to tell the good news of Christ in different languages.
所以圣灵带着能力降下来，这样呢，使徒们就开始有能力用各种各样的语言去说神国的道理。
They were telling the story of Jesus, his death and resurrection to Jews who had come to Jerusalem from all over the world.
他们对那些从世界各地来到耶路撒冷的犹太人去讲耶稣的故事，他的死和他的复活。
These Jews lived in many different places throughout the Roman Empire.
那这些犹太人呢，居住在整个罗马帝国的各处。
And the apostles preached the word in the languages of those who were present so that the word would be clearly understood.
然后呢，这些使徒们，他们用这些人当地的，他们的家乡的话去说神的福音，这样他们就可以完全清楚的理解。
And verse 5 says, And there were dwelling in Jerusalem Jews, devout men from every nation under heaven.
第五节，那时有虔诚的犹太人从天下各国来住在耶路撒冷。
And when this sound occurred, the multitude came together and they were confused because everyone heard them speak in his own language.
那这声音一响，众人都来聚集，个人听见门徒又众人的相谈说话，就甚纳闷。
They had come to Jerusalem to celebrate the Passover, one of the holy feasts that the Jews celebrated every year.
他们来到耶路撒冷是为了庆祝逾越节，这是庆祝逾越节，这是他们最就是每年都要庆祝的一个神圣的节日。
So there was a great multitude of Jews present that day that heard the disciples of Christ preaching to them in their own language.
所以那里有非常巨大数量的犹太人都听到了这些门徒们用他们各自的方言去说神国的，就去说耶稣的事情。
And they couldn't understand how the disciples could speak different languages and thought that they had too much wine.
所以他们不能理解这些门徒们为什么可以说这么多种不同的语言，他们以为他们喝多了。
So the apostle Peter stood up and explained what was happening.
所以彼得站出来向众人解释发生了什么。
And the main point he comes to is in verse 32 where he says, This Jesus God has raised up of which we are all witnesses.
然后呢，他这段讲到的重点，中心在32节，就是这耶稣神已经叫他复活了，我们都为这事做见证。
Therefore being exalted to the right hand of God and having received the Father from the Father the promise of the Holy Spirit, he poured out this which you now see and hear.
33节，他既被神的右手高举，又从父受了所应许的圣灵，就把你们所看见、所听见的浇灌下来。
He told them that the Jesus that they had crucified had been raised from the dead and had ascended to heaven.
Amen.
所以他对这些听众说，耶稣死在了十字架上，但是他复活了，现在升天了。
And the ascended Christ had poured out his Holy Spirit upon them.
现在升天的基督，他把圣灵倾倒在了他的门徒身上。
And Peter told them that the Messiah had come, had been killed, had risen, and they needed to believe in him.
所以彼得告诉底下的人，弥赛亚已经来了，他已经被杀了，而且复活了，现在回到天家，他们应该相信他。
Verse 38, we read, Then Peter said to them, Repent. And let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit.
所以38节彼得说，你们个人要悔改，奉耶稣基督的名受洗，叫你们的罪得赦，就必领受所赐的圣灵。
For the promise is to you and to your children and to all who are afar off, as many as the Lord our God will call.
因为这应许是给你们和你们的儿女，并一切在远方的人，就是主我们神所招来的。
The result of Peter's message was remarkable.
那彼得的信息所产生的结果是非常大的。
3,000 people called upon the name of the Lord for forgiveness and were saved.
有3000人呼求耶稣的名，寻求赦免，他们都得救了。
So now we have 3,000 Jews from many different nations believing in Christ.
现在呢，我们有了3000个犹太人，他们是从不同的城市、不同的国度来，他们现在成为了耶稣的信徒。
And these new Christ followers, what do you suppose they did next?
那这些刚新得救的圣徒们，你们觉得他们下一步会做什么呢？
Well, persecution broke out and they went home.
那马上呢，逼迫就来了，于是他们就回家了。
Now, why is that important?
为什么这个很重要呢？
Because now 3,000 Christ followers would be scattered all across the Roman Empire.
因为现在只有3000个新的门徒，他们要被分散到整个罗马帝国的各处去。
And they would be taking the powerful seed of the gospel with them.
他们会带着神蛮有能力的种子。
They would be God's messengers to take good news out to the world.
他们将会成为神好消息的信使，去传遍整个世界。
The seed of the gospel would be scattered far and wide.
那这样福音的种子呢，会被传得越来越远。
The plan of world evangelization was launched when the Spirit came and 3,000 people believed in Christ.
所以当圣灵降下的时候呢，这个神传道的计划就开始了，有3000人在当天得救了。
These new believers went back home and now the gospel would be planted in many more hearts, bringing people to faith in the true God, by Jesus Christ.
那这3000人呢，回到了他们各自的家乡，于是这样的种子就更多的传开了，有更多的人可以借着基督来得救。
When the good seed of the gospel comes into our life, God wants us to scatter that good seed into the hearts of others.
当这样的种子进到了我们的心里的时候，神希望我们可以把这样的种子传给他人。
Verse 42, and they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, in the breaking of bread and in prayers.
那42节都恒心遵守使徒的教训，彼此交接、掰饼、祈祷。
Notice that the first thing that they dedicated themselves to was the apostles' teaching.
我们注意到第一点，他们所做的是遵守使徒的教训。
These believers were born through the word and they are now devoted and learning more of the word.
那这些人呢，是借着话语得救的，他们现在想要学习遵守更多的话语。
And now we see how that early church begins to bring many more people to faith in Christ.
然后我们看到这样的初期教会是怎样带领更多的人来到耶稣面前的。
In chapter 3, Peter and John are arrested and they are told not to speak any more of this good news.
那第三节呢，我们看到彼得和约翰被抓起来了，他们被要求说不能再说任何关于这样好消息的事情。
Look what they were told in chapter 4, verse 18, so they called them and commanded them not to speak at all nor teach in the name of Jesus.
我们可以看到在四章的十八节，于是叫了他们来，禁止他们总不可奉耶稣的名讲论教训人。
But Peter and John answered and said to them, whether it is right in the sight of God to listen to you more than to God, you judge.
但是彼得和约翰回答他们说，听从你们不听从神，这在神面前合理不合理，你们自己酌量吧。
For we cannot but speak the things which we have seen and heard.
我们所看见所听见的不能不说。
The apostles were told not to preach anymore.
所以这些使徒们，他们这些人告诉他们，你们不能再讲道了。
But they kept on preaching.
但是他们继续讲道。
Some of them were thrown in jail.
有的被关进了监狱里。
Some of them were beaten.
有的被打了。
But they continued to sow the seed.
但是他们继续去播种。
And the book of Acts is the story of how the word goes out and keeps reaching new places.
那整本使徒行传呢，就是在讲这样的话语是怎样传开，不停地来到新的地方的。
Four times in the book of Acts, it mentions this spread of the word.
那有四次在使徒行传中提到这个神的粮。
Notice with me quickly these verses in, first of all, in chapter 6, verse 7.
第一次是在六章的七节。
Then the word of God spread, and the number of the disciples multiplied greatly in Jerusalem, and a great many of the priests were obedient to the faith.
有四次讲神的道传开，或者神的道兴旺啊。第七节，神的道兴旺起来，在耶路撒冷门徒数目加增的甚多，也有许多祭司信从了这道。
The word of God spread.
神的道在兴旺。
Chapter 12, verse 24. But the word of God grew and multiplied.
神的道日渐兴旺，越发广传。
And then in chapter 13, we have another reference.
13节还有一个。
Verse 49 says, And the word of the Lord was being spread throughout all the region.
不好意思，13章的49节，于是神的道传遍了那一带地方。
Finally, in chapter 19, verse 20, we read, So the word of the Lord grew mightily and prevailed.
19章的20节，主的道大大兴旺，而且得胜，就是这样。
Now, the book of Acts is the account of how the early church grew and spread.
那使徒行传呢，是初代教会如何成长，如何就是广传，把神的道广传开来的一个记录。
Yet it doesn't say so much about the fact that the church grew and spread. It says that the word grew and spread.
他没有说神的教会兴旺，神的教会长大，他说的是神的道兴旺，神的道传开。
It says that the word increased and multiplied and grew in power. Isn't that interesting?
他说的是神的道有巨大的这样传开的，越变越多的能力，不是很。
Every time you expect the book of Acts to say that the church grows, but here it says that the word increases and multiplies.
那当你读到使徒行传的时候，你可能期望他会说是教会兴旺，教会变大，但是呢，他在讲神的道兴旺。
It's the word that has life. It is the word that is fruitful and multiplies.
是神的道有力量，有生命，是神的道可以变多，变。
And it is when the word is fruitful and multiplies that churches grow.
Amen. 然后呢，当神的道兴旺，神的道变多的时候呢，神的教会就慢慢成长起来。
The growth of the church is connected to the growth of the word.
所以教会的成长是基于神的话的成长。
Again and again we are told that the word grew.
所以不停地告诉这里不停地告诉我们神的道传开，神的道兴旺。
It is the word of God that has life.
是神的道里面有力量，有生命。
And as Jesus put it in his parable of the sower, the word of God is a seed.
那就像刚才我们种子和土壤的比喻里面，这个神的道就像一个种子。
It is a divine seed that continues to be scattered and to bring fruit all across the world.
这是一个神圣的种子，它不停地被传开，不停地被播撒出去，为了让长出新的生命来。
Today, there are more Christ followers in the world than at any other time in history.
Amen.
在这个时代呢，基督的信徒应该是数量最多的，相比历史上其他的时代。
On a global scale, Christianity is booming.
那在一个就全球性的范围来看呢，就是基督教是在非常兴旺。
Explosive growth is taking place in China.In Southern Asia, in Africa, and in Latin America.
那在中国，在亚洲，在拉丁美洲，在非洲，神的话都兴起的非常厉害。
Today, a missionary friend was telling me that in China, they estimate that there are 95 million believers in house churches.
Amen.
那今天有一个就是传教士的朋友告诉我说，在中国可能家庭教会一共可能有9500万信徒。
A remarkable spiritual harvest is taking place.
那一个非常巨大的属灵的收割，属灵的这个丰收正在发生。
When Peter preached on the day of Pentecost, 3,000 people came to faith in Christ in one day.
那在彼得在五旬节讲的那篇道使了3000人在一天得救了。
However, today, worldwide, there are 3,000 people coming to Christ every 26 minutes day in, day out, every day of the year.
那但是在今天呢，可能有3000个基督徒，每26分钟就有3000个基督徒得救。
The gospel is unstoppable.
神的福音是没有办法被停止的。
It will not be thwarted.
它永远不会被除掉。
The gates of hell can do what they may, but the seed continues to bear fruit all over the world.
那地狱之门可以做一切他所想做的，但是这样的种子依旧会长起来。
One day, my wife went to the prison to visit a young military official that had been accused of a crime.
那有一天呢，就是 Jurgen 弟兄的妻子 Wendy 姊妹在监狱拜访一个被定罪的一个军官，年轻的军官。
And Wendy went into the isolation unit to visit this man.
Wendy 进到了一个这个隔离的房间去见这个人。
And she said to him, I don't know if you are guilty or innocent, but there's one thing that I do know, and it is that God loves you.
那这个Wendy 姊妹对他说呢，我不知道你是无辜的还是有罪的，但是有一件事情我很确定，就是神爱你。
And this young man threw himself into her arms and said, Lady, now I know there is a God because I was about to take my life.
然后呢，这个年轻人就抱在了抱抱住了那个温蒂姊妹，说：“现在我真的相信有一个神存在了，因为我正准备自杀。”
And Wendy shared with him and prayed with him.
所以温蒂姊妹和他分享了神的福音，然后一起祷告。
She then left her Bible with him and encouraged him to read it.
然后他把他的圣经留给了他，鼓励他去读。
The next week, she visited him again and found a very changed man.
然后呢，下一周呢，他又去拜访这个人，他发现了一个完全被改变了的人。
He said, Madam, if everybody would read this book, the world would be a different place.
他说，如果所有人都读这本书的话呢，这个世界会变成一个完全不一样的世界。
And the officer continued reading the Bible, and he began to read it with other prisoners in that sector.
这个军官啊，就开始不停的继续的读圣经，然后去和其他的他的狱友一起去读圣经。
One of them was a very bitter man, very angry, and his goal was to get out of jail and kill the man who had put him in prison.
那其中有一个人是一个苦读很深、非常愤怒的人，他的目标就是什么时候把他从监狱里放出来，他就把那个把他丢进监狱里的人杀掉。
After reading the Bible for a while, the man changed and discarded his ideas of revenge.
那在他读经读圣经读了一段时间之后呢，这个人完全被改变了，他丢掉了自己复仇的想法。
He decided to set aside his hatred and live in the freedom of forgiveness.
Amen.
所以他决定把自己的仇恨丢下，活在了赦免的自由之中。
The word of God enlightened his life and God changed him.
神的道点亮了他的生命，然后改变了他。
We moved to another city. But 13 years later, my wife ran into this officer on the street.
然后呢，就是 Jurgen 弟兄和 Wendy 姊妹搬到了另一座城市去。但是13年过去呢，突然有一天在街上遇到了这个人。
He had gotten free out of prison. He had been falsely accused.
他被监狱中释放了，因为他当时是被错误的指控了。
And he said to my wife, that Bible that you gave me, I'm still reading it.
然后呢，这个人对 Wendy 姊妹说，你给我的那本圣经我现在还在读。
He was given a Bible and the word of God changed his life.
有人给了他一本圣经，然后神的话就改变了他的生命。
Many stories could be told of how God has changed lives.
有太多太多的故事，神是怎样改变人的故事。
But we've mentioned three things in this parable of what is going on in our world.
然后呢，在我们刚才的比喻中，我们提到了三个事情，就是世界正在发生什么。
First, a worldwide agricultural project is being undertaken.
第一，就是有个世界性的播种正在发生。
Aggressive opposition fights against the seed.
然后有一个巨大的反对的力量想要去除掉这些种子。
But a remarkable harvest is being gathered in.
但是有一个巨大的丰收正在发生。
And history will end with the ultimate triumph of the seed.
那最终呢，历史会在这个种子的得胜中结束。
Against all odds, the seed will prevail and God will redeem a great multitude from every tribe, people, and nation.
种子最终会得胜，神会借着他从各种各样各个种族各个世界不各个国家各个文化中把人救出来。
And the day will come when Christ establishes his kingdom and the earth will be filled with the glory of God as the waters cover the sea.
然后有朝一日呢，耶稣会再来建立他的国度，整个世界就会被他的荣光充满，就像水充满海那样。
And every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord.
然后万膝都将跪拜，万口都将承认耶稣基督是主。
The seed will have done its work.
这种子会完成它的工作。
It's interesting to notice in the parable that the seed is scattered in every direction.
很有趣的一点就是在这个比喻中，种子是向着各个方向去被播撒的。
It is not just thrown on good soil, but among rocks, among thorns, and even on the road.
那不只是撒在好土里，就算是荆棘里，就算是土浅石头地里，甚至是路旁，都会有种子撒下。
It goes all over the place.
在各地，在各个地方都会有种子撒下。
Now that doesn't sound like a good way to run a farm.
那这可并不是经营一个农场，经营一片农田好的方式。
But in this story, the seed goes everywhere.
但是在这个故事里，这种子落在了各处。
What does that tell us?
这个告诉我们什么呢？
Well, it reminds us of John 3:16, doesn't it?
这个提醒我们了约翰福音三章十六节，不是吗？
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life.
神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
Every person is loved by God.
每一个人都被神所爱。
His offer of grace and mercy is for everyone.
他的恩典和怜悯是给每一个人的。
No one is excluded.
没有人是被排除在外的。
The good news of life and forgiveness and hope is for you too.
这样生命赦免盼望的好消息就是给你的。
And if you have not done so, the Lord Jesus Christ is ready and willing to work in your life if you will but open the door and let him in.
如果你还没有这么做的话呢，耶稣基督已经准备好在你的生命中动工，只要你为他敞开大门。
So thank you for your attention and we'll wind up our reflection on the parable of the sower and the seed.
对，感谢大家的参与，然后我们如果有什么问题可以来问关于这个比喻的。
Very good. So thank you, Jürgen. Just one simple question. Are we going to have another parable next week?
Well, I think we will. I think we have a...
going to be?
You know what? I haven't decided yet, so you're going to have to wait till next week.
All right. We'll come back next week to find out.
所以艾尔弟兄问，下一周我们还会有一个比喻的故事吗？然后哲根弟兄说会的，但是还没有决定是哪一个，所以现在不能告诉大家，要等到下一周大家才能知道。
So, as you were, we're going to have some questions in a moment. So, if you've got a question, you get it going. I'm going to tell you one story, and then we're going to get some questions.
那我们接下来会有一些问答的时间，如果大家有问题的话，在这之前呢，海尔弟兄想讲一个小故事。
But this story came to mind when I heard about, we heard about this woman, Molly, whose professor said, I'm going to tell you a little bit about American culture.
那这个故事开始在呢，刚才这个 Molly 姊妹，她的教授要告诉她一些关于美国的文化。
And then he said, actually, I'll tell you about American Christianity because it's basic to American culture.
然后呢，他说呢，我要讲关于美国的文化，我就必须要讲美国的基督教，因为这是美国文化的根基。
So many years ago, I went to Chicago.
那很多年前呢，海尔弟兄去了芝加哥。
And my job was to preach in a congregation very like the congregation here at 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel.
然后呢，他被邀请去那里的一个会堂讲道啊，就有点像十六街。
And I met Bill.
然后他在那里遇到了 Bill。
I said, Bill, what do you do?
他说 ,Bill, 你好吗？
He said, well, actually, a few years ago, I went to China to be a university professor and to teach people at university when I was there.
然后呢，这个 Bill 弟兄就说呢，前几年呢，我去中国当一个大学的教授。
Oh, I said, Bill, that's very interesting. He said, my wife went with me.
然后呢 ,Bill 弟兄说我的妻子也和我一起去了。
So I said, what did she do?
那他去那里做什么呢
?Well, she said, I thought I would try to teach some people English.
然后呢他的妻子说呢我以为就是我觉得我会去那里教一些教他们说英文。
So she said, I decided I would advertise. And she said, if you come to my class, I will try to teach you English, but at the same time, I'm going to teach you American culture.
然后呢他说那我就要发一点广告广告上就写呢说我就是我你如果来我这里我会教你英文同时我也会教你一些关于美国文化的事情。
And so she said, when they came, I taught them all about Christmas and Easter and Thanksgiving.
然后呢他们来了我就告诉他们关于圣诞节关于复活节关于感恩节的事情。
So I thought, well, that's very, very interesting.
那 Harry 说这很好。
So I came back to Vancouver.
然后于是他就回到温哥华。
And, some of you will remember Ronald and Jean. And, they brought a friend along one day to, the chapel here.
那大家可能还记得 Ronald 弟兄和 Jean 姊妹啊他们有一天带了一个朋友来教会。
And we got to know the friend. And then I said to them, to this friend, I said, is this the first time you've heard about the Bible?
于是海尔弟兄对那个朋友说这是你第一次听说关于圣经的事情吗
She said, no, I was in a small group Bible study in China years ago.
他说呢不是的我在中国的时候呢参加了过一个小型的圣经学习。
So I got her name.
然后我就得知了他的名字。
And then I phoned my friend in Chicago.
然后呢他打给了芝加哥的朋友。
And I said, when you were teaching, do you remember? And she said, was it Tiffany?
然后呢当他打给就打给这个原来的教授的妻子的时候呢
How many people in China?
然后他妻子问这是 Tiffany 吗那中国有多少人呢
And I know, Bill's wife in Chicago and Tiffany in Vancouver and the Lord brought them together right here. Hallelujah.
所以他认识在芝加哥的 Bill 弟兄的妻子也认识这个 Tiffany 姊妹从在温哥华但是他们在中国一起上过课。
God's doing a great work, and he's doing it through simple people like you and me by the grace of God.
那神在做一个很大的工啊他是通过就是一些很简单的很简单的人来做的。
So that encouraged us to carry on more work here at 16th, telling people about Jesus, teaching them English at the same time.
那这个鼓励我们在16街继续做工啊，就是在教导他们英语的同时，也教导他们关于神的话。
All right, so who's got a question today from someone on Zoom or someone in the audience?
所以在座的，或者说在 Zoom 上的各位有问题吗？
Johnny.
His question is about like when Jesus was born. There's an Eastern like wise man was come to worship Jesus. His question is where is Eastern? Like where are they come from?
Very good. Now, can you repeat the question so that the Chinese and Zoom understand the question?
那个弟兄的问题就是当耶稣降生的时候有来自东方的博士来敬拜他。那来自东方是哪里?
So, Jürgen, what do you think that answer is?
Okay, the question is, where did these wise men come from? Is that correct?
Yeah, like they come from the east. Where is the east? Like which city, which country?
Yeah, they said that we have seen his star in the east and we have come to worship him. We don't get exact details, but we can, it is generally thought that they were probably from the area of Persia.
他说他们看见东方的星，于是就来敬拜他。 那我们并不知道具体是在哪里啊， 但是通常呢， 大家认为他是从 Persia
That would be modern day Iran.
Iran?
Iran.
Iran. Yeah. 他就应该是现在的伊朗的地区。
Now, you might say, how in the world could people out there look at the sky and come up with the understanding that a king had been born?
你可能有一个问题，就是这些人抬头看见星星，怎么就知道在很远的地方有一个王降生了呢？
We don't have exact information, but there are some ideas that we could throw out about maybe what happened.
那我们并不是知道所有的信息啊，但是我们有一些想法可以来分享一下。
Daniel was a prophet of God, and he was in Persia for many years.
那但以理就是神的那个神的先知啊，他就住在这个波西地，就是伊朗现在的伊朗这个地方。
And he was the head of all the wise men and the counselors of the king.
当时但以理就是这些博士啊，这些那个王的这些顾问的他的头。And
one of the Jewish historians, Josephus, says that King Cyrus was amazed when he found out that Isaiah had prophesied about him and even given his name.
那就是犹太的历史学家约瑟夫说啊，就是希律王其实当他知道以赛亚对耶稣的降生有一个非常明确的预言，甚至知道他的名字的时候，是非常震惊的。
So how would King Cyrus get a copy of the book of Isaiah?
那希律王是怎么知道这个，是怎么有以赛亚书的副本的呢？
Well, I think it no doubt was through Daniel that he probably said, King Cyrus, one of our prophets talked about you and even gave your name and told that you would be the one that would overthrow Babylon. You were prophesied about.
应该不是希律王，应该是希腊，就是那个但以理时期的那个王啊，所以应该就是但以理给他的，然后甚至可能但以理给他解释过啊，在我们的旧约圣经甚至预言到你要来统治巴比伦地。
So it seems that Daniel had a very great influence in this part of the world, and maybe it was the result of what he taught that led some of them later on to come to see the newborn king. We're not sure about that, but that's a possible explanation.
所以呢，但以理在那个地区应该是有非常重大的影响力的。那很有可能是因为他的教导，以至于后面的人呢，跟随着他的教导，于是来这个耶路撒冷去敬拜这个王。这我们并不能保证他是真的，但是这是一个可能的猜测。
Maybe Harold has some further light on that one.
Well, I just make this comment that that story took place basically 2,000 years ago.
Harold弟兄想说的呢，就是这个故事是在大差不多2000年前发生的。
But today, I know many wise men from the East and wise women from the East who've come to worship Jesus.
他说呢，但是今天呢，在2000多年后的今天，我认识很多从东方来的博士、东方来的智者，以东方来的女智者来敬拜神啊。
And you might have even seen the bumper sticker that says this.
那你有可能看见一个标签这么写着。
It says, wise men still seek him.
就是博士们或者说智者们依旧在寻求他。
That's a good bumper sticker.
那这是一个很好的标签，不是吗？
So, my father was born in England.
Harold弟兄说，他的父亲是在英格兰，英国长那个出生的。
And that's a long way east of here.
那从这里相比呢，那已经很东了。
And he came seeking Jesus.
然后他来寻求神。
And then there are many from the far east. They seek Jesus. Praise the Lord.
那还有更多从远东来寻求神的。 感谢主。
So I'm not sure. We're not told how many came.
我们不知道有多少人来了。
But I think, frankly, that there's been a steady increasing stream ever since of wise men from the East who've come to seek Jesus.
我相信自从这些博士们从东方来寻求神的时候，有更多的人愿意参加到这样的行为里。
Any other questions or comments?
还有其他的问题吗？问题或者评论？
我们也请教问题，然后耶稣的回答，就是下边是一些，当然说我就是天国的秘密让你们知道，不叫他们知道。
嗯。
那我有的时候不太明白，不叫他们知道，是指是为什么秘密？
Yeah, her question is like Matthew 13:10. It says the disciple came to him and asked, why do you speak to the people in parables? And Jesus answered, said the knowledge of the secrets of the kingdom of heaven has been given to you, but not to them. The question is, why not to them? Why he say that? And I will like repeat the question in Mandarin. 里面的问题就是马太福音的十章，不，马太福音的十三章十节说，门徒进前来问耶稣说，对众人讲话为什么用比喻呢？耶稣回答说，因为天国的奥秘只叫你们知道，不叫他们知道。那为什么不叫他们知道呢？
That's a hard question.
很难的问题啊。
And there's yeah, why did Jesus do that? It seems that the parables were a way of teaching that made it hard for some people to understand, but revealed truth to others.
对，就为什么耶稣会使这样的比喻对一些人来说难以理解，对另一些人来说，反倒更容易理解呢？
Now, I'm not exactly sure why that is. Is Christ responding to the hardness of some hearts and saying, if you want to harden your hearts, I'm not giving you more truth? And therefore, there was a hiddenness about the message. Perhaps that's part of the answer.
他说我不能给你百分百的答案，但是就是有一个猜测，就是也许这是耶稣对那些想要刚硬自己的心的人的回应，就是如果你想要刚硬自己的心，那你就更难理解我的话。
I don't know if Harold has some insights there. I'm just trying to find something here. Perhaps you could comment on that, Harold, for a moment.
那这位弟兄说，我要再找几节经文啊，这段时间可能请 Harold 弟兄来分享一下。
I'm going to quote a verse from the book of Jeremiah.
那 Harold 说他要引用一节耶利米书的经文。
And it's probably in Jeremiah 30 or 31. I'm not sure.
应该是在30节或31节。
Let me just see if I can find it here.
来找一找啊，能不能找到。
Yes, Jeremiah chapter 29.
29章，不好意思。
And we're just going to look at one verse, which is verse 13.
看一下13节。
And it says, and you shall seek me and find me when you shall search for me with all your heart.
你们寻求我，若专心寻求我，就必寻见。
Some people say that I would like to know the truth of God, but I want him to make it really easy for me.
那有的人说呢，我想要知道关于神的真理，但我希望神把它整得特别特别简单。
And God says, I want you to search for me. If you search for me seriously, you will find me. But if you simply say, here's some words, da 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 da, that's not the way God works. God works in the heart, not through the mouth.
但是呢，神说呢，你们要寻求我，而且是若专心寻求我，就必寻见。但是对那些只是嘴上说说的人呢，就是神不会回应，因为神是看重人的心，而不是看重人嘴上所说的。
So I will tell you one story. about a boy who was lying down, half asleep, under a tree in the middle of harvest time.
那哈尔弟兄要讲一个故事，关于一个小男孩，那个睡在，就是在一个丰收季节里睡在树下的一个故事。
And of course, we've had the sower and the seed. When harvest comes, that's when we all go to work to bring in the seed.
那我们刚才刚有一个关于撒种的比喻啊，就是当丰收的日子啊，所有人都会很忙，都要去把种，就是那个收获收割下来。
So, there was a man walking down the road. This took place a long time ago.
那这个故事发生在很久之前啊，有一个人走在路边走，路边。
The man was walking down the road, saw this boy.Big boy, teenage boy, lying there in the sun, in the middle of harvest.
那这个人走在路上，看见了路旁这个年轻人，他躺在树旁，在大中午，在这个丰收的季节里。
And the man said to him, "You know, if I ever saw anybody who was lazier than you, I would give him a dollar."
那这个人就对这个男孩说呢，如果我见过任何一个比你还懒的人，我就要给他一块钱。
And the boy said to him, "Put it in my pocket."
然后这个人说呢，然后这个年轻人说呢，你把这一块钱放在我兜里吧。
Okay, so lazy, couldn't even reach out and take it. He just said, "You put it in my pocket."
那这个人太懒了，甚至不愿意就是起身去接这一块钱啊，他希望他放到他的兜里。
God doesn't respond to the casual.God's God. And we must treat him as God.
那神不会去对那些随意的人回应啊。
And he will reveal himself to those who search for him honestly.
神是神，我们必须要以他为神来对应他，而且他会回应那些真的认真的去寻求他的人。
Jürgen.
Yeah, I don't have any other...great insights, but I do think, yeah, it is a serious matter how we treat God's word.
这个弟兄说是的，就是我们怎样对待神是一个非常严肃的话题。
And if we are not responding to the light that God gives us, we should not expect further light.
那如果我们对神给我们的光没有足够的回应的话呢，我们不应该去期望得到更多的光。
So perhaps there was a spiritual dullness in these people, and the Lord was not giving them more truth because they weren't responding to what they had already heard.
这些人有一些属灵的眼瞎，他们并没有对他们已经听见的东西做出良好的回应，所以神不会给他们更多。
That's about all I have on that right now.
这就是现在这个弟兄所有的回答了。
If you lived in the days of the Lord Jesus,
如果你活在主耶稣的时代
and you saw his miracles,
然后你看见他所行的神迹
and you happened to be there when he fed 5,000 including you,
那如果你就在那他用五饼二鱼喂饱五千人的现场的话
would you have gone back to listen for more?
你会继续回到他面前去听更多吗？
And you would have said, Lord, that was an interesting story, but I would like you to explain it, please.
他可能会就这些人才会说，你刚才讲的是一个很有趣的故事，但我希望你能够解释一下。
And he would.
然后他会解释给他们。
But remember, most of those 5,000 who were fed went back the next day not to hear more words. They went for some more lunch.
但是要记得这五千人里有绝大部分的人他们第二天回去不是为了听见更多而是为了要更多的吃的。
If all you're going to come for is lunch, that's all you're going to get.
那如果你来只是为了吃饼得饱那你这就是你全部所能得到的了。
All right, our time is gone. Jürgen, thank you. We're looking forward to next week. We're going to pray that the Lord will give you the right parable to speak about.
那我们时间到了，所以感谢 Jürgen 弟兄，然后呢，希望神能够给他下周正确的比喻。
Jürgen, can you just ask the Lord to bless us tonight?
请 Jürgen 弟兄结束的时候带我们祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for your wonderful word.
我们的天父啊，我们感谢您奇妙的话语。
We thank you that it is life-giving and life-changing.
我们感谢您，这样的话语是赐给人生命，也改变人生命的。
We thank you for not just for your written word, but for the living word, the Lord Jesus Christ.
感谢您不只赐给我们这写下的话语，也赐给我们这样活着的话语，就是主耶稣基督。
And we thank you for the power of the gospel that continues to bring people to salvation.
我们感谢您这样福音的能力，不停地带领人进到得救里去，进到救恩里去。
Lord, give us receptive hearts to your word.
主啊，求您赐给我们愿意领受的心。
May it produce much fruit in our lives.
求您使它在我们的生命中能够多多的结果。
And may we be bearers of that good seed to share and to sow in the hearts of others.
主啊，也求您使我们带着这样的种子去播撒在其他人的心里。
Bless your word to us today.
主啊，求您借着您的话语祝福我们。
We thank you for it in the name of Jesus. Amen.
我们的感恩是奉主耶稣基督的名，阿门。
Amen. Amen. Amen.